This recording, Georgia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
So I grew up in Buford, Georgia. It's like 35 minutes outside of Atlanta. I am a generation kid, so my family has been there for generations. I think I am the 6th or 7th generation that's been in Buford. I know that my grandfather went to Buford High School when it was, I think, Butler High as the black school before they integrated. And then my mom went there along with all of my uncles, and then I went there. So I know I'm 3 generations of Buford school system kids, which is kind of cool, I guess. And then my dad's side of my family, they grew up in Reidsville, Georgia. So I got to spend summers down in South Georgia, like 4.5 hours south of Buford. But then I also have my grandmother's relatives on my mom's side who are from Gainesville, Georgia, which is 35 minutes north of Buford. So I kind of sort of get like the entire state's worth of a grown-up experience. So I consider all 3 of those places, I guess, to be childhood homes and cities I grew up in. Yeah, my grandmother on my dad's side. Hot. Reidsville, Georgia is... I believe, as it was described to me, is Reidsville's only known for their prison system. So that tells you that there's not a lot to there, I guess. I remember going, and it was before they had paved all of the roads in the town, so it was nothing but dirt and gravel roads, going through woods and stuff, and then acres and acres of plantation land and stuff like that. And I learned how to drive down in South Georgia. My dad put me on a riding lawnmower that was, I believe, he put me on a riding lawnmower, put it on full speed, and was like, "This is how you're going to learn how to drive." I ran into a tree. There's always the tire swing that we always swung on. No AC, so when it gets to 105 or like 95 at night, sleeping is real great. There was a Dairy Queen. One singular Dairy Queen. Dollar store, or general store, rather. But we would go, and my favorite thing was waking up in the morning, drenched in sweat, mind you, but waking up in the morning to the smell of my grandma cooking country bacon. It was like thick, thick slices of bacon and scrambled eggs and homemade biscuits and eating that and then her kicking us out and saying, don't get bit by the ants and don't let mosquitoes in the house because I got the fan on, so don't let my cool air out, which, however that works.